Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' office. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, observe and do it. But don't do like they do, for they say, but they don't do. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be carried, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves won't move one of them with one of their fingers. But they do all their works to be seen by men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the main seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But don't you be called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And all of you are brothers. And don't call any man your father on earth, for one is your father who is in heaven. And don't be called masters, for one is your master who is Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be brought low. And he that shall humble himself shall be lifted up. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you'll receive greater damnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel over sea and land to make one convert, and after he's made, you make him twice as much the child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, you blind guides, who say, whoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold holy? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift holy? Whoever therefore swears by the altar swears by it and by all things that are on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him that dwells in it. And he that swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him that sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides, which choke on a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and platter, but inside they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee! Clean first that which is inside the cup and platter, so that the outside of them will be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitened tombs that indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are inside full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you also appear outwardly righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and sin. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the tombs of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. So you are witnesses against yourselves that you are the children of those who killed the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you generation of snakes, how can you escape the damnation of hell? So see, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you'll kill and crucify, and some of them you'll scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, so that on you will come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you killed between the temple and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things shall come on this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, like a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you'll not see me from now on, until you say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.